Good morning. Today's shiur is Kiddush and Dachav Beis. Today's shiur and the whole week is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai. Okay, so we're in the middle of the discussion of Yafas Tor. So we're two lines from the bottom on Chav Aleph Amud Beis. So Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbanan say, that's what we're up to? Mm-hmm. So Pasuk says, V'ra'isa Bashivya. Pasuk talks when you see her in captivity. So what does that mean? The Gemara explains, right? B'shas Shivya. It has to be at the time, only allowed to have an Eishas Yafas Tor if it's at the Shas Shivya. Shivya. At the time, the only time we let him marry her, according to Rashi, he says here, B'shas Shivya, look at Rashi, Im Nasan, the first wide line, Im Nasan Mitchil Einav Ba. If originally his eyes were set on her in order to have her as a wife, Veloshu Lekacha Lemochra O Leshivcha. Not if originally he wanted to buy her or sell her as a shivcha, v'yacharkach nasan ein avav, and then later he decides, oh, I'd rather keep her. It must be that his original intent with her was to keep her as a wife. The Rashba over here says that it comes to teach us is that it's aser im nasan ein avav kodem hamulchama. It only can be if he saw her during the battlefield. It can't be a woman he had his eyes on prior to going to war. The next part of the pasuk says eshes. It says a woman. So he says, Lamar says, afilu eshes ish, even if she's married to a guy, even if she's married. So even though, what's the chiddush? Tosos says, what's really the chiddush? Tosos says, ve'afu pidein eshes bekusis, even though there's no marriage, but when it comes, real kiddushin when it comes to goyim, can is perak dalamisos, we come welcome isa asay, there's still an asay to have a relationship with them, because it says, the pasuk in Bereishis says, v'davak be'ishto. Right, the bedavak beishto below beishes chaveru, and not with somebody else. So the goyim have the responsibility; they have to stay with their wives. So you need a chiddush to teach you that you can even take this yafas tor even if she's an eishes ish. Tosos happens to be going on, and the gemara seems to be like the parish of the Ramban al pasuk, because the pasuk right, ha'isul basar echad, according to Rashi on the pasuk, we did Shnai Mikra last week. Rashi says on the pasuk says basar echad means the child. When the man and woman are together and they have a child and they become basar echad, means the child. Ramban says no, it's because what we're talking about over there is something that's unique to humans as opposed to animals. Animals have children also. What's unique to humans is this relationship. It's this monogamous relationship. I know even penguins have a monogamous relationship, but still, it's a monogamous relationship between man and child, between husband and wife, and that's what basar echad, and that seems to be the pshat that the Gemara is giving here also. Okay, the Gemara continues, yafas toar. She has to be a Yafas Torah. What does that mean? Lo divra Torah ela k'neged Yetzirah. The Torah is only giving us a heter because they want you because they know that the Yetzirah is too strong in this instance. So lo divra Torah ela k'neged Yetzirah. Mutav sheyochal basar temusos shechutos. It's better to eat, comparing it to the following case. It's better to eat meat from an animal that's about to die so long as the animal is shechted. Va'al yochal basar temusos nevelos. And don't eat basar temutos, the meat of an animal that's about to die after it dies as a nevela. Meaning, the first thing also is pretty disgusting. You're not supposed to eat the basar of an animal that's about to die. But, alright, there's a heter because it was nishchat. So to hear, it's not the right, not the best thing to have an eishes yafas tor. But the Torah said, k'neged yetzirah, it's mutter. You can do it. But it's better that than having her without this heter. Having her without this heter would violate a whole bunch of yisurin. Question is, what's the yisur? It may only be a dindra abanan to have bia with a goya. So that's just a point. Then the pasuk says v'chashakta. I mean, what does that word mean? You should v'chashakta. You're with her. You want to be with her. Afal pisha ain't enough. Even if she's not objectively pretty, it says you. I don't know what the havamin is. It says beauty is always in the eye of the beholder. But it says you fast toar. So you have the meaning would have been that she has to be objectively some sort of pretty looking woman to everybody. Here, not even if she's only pretty to you, or even if she's not pretty at all, even if she ain't enough. I don't know.
Even though beauty is not the beholder.
Right, but for this guy, have a conversation later.
It is true,
but still, what's the Havamina to say? Yafas Toar, he sees a woman and he wants her because she's beautiful to him. Why else does he want her? She must be desirable. I mean, Yafas Toar we're talking now has to be pretty. I thought Yafas Toar means that she's desirable. She's desirable to him no matter what. To him, it's okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's what so we need a pasuk to tell me that? I don't know, okay. But and then it says vilakachta. It says you take her likuchin yesh lechaba. Meaning that you can have kiddushin with her, even though she's now Rashi says over here kiddushin tosin afal pisha haisa oved kachavim sharei enam is gairim midaisa. It's a weird thing here. Rashi says even though the Gioris is not Midas, means it's sort of a forced conversion, nevertheless later you can have, after she does everything, you can have, you know, she has to sit for 30 days, grow nails, grow hair. After that you can have Kiddushin, that's Tovsin. Then it says, Loch Isha. What does Loch Isha come to exclude? Shlo Yikach Shtei Nosh, Lo Yikach, I missed one. It says, V'chashakta Ba, what does Ba mean? V'lo Ba U'v'chaverta. You can't take two, you only can have one. V'lakachta, Likuchin Yeshba, you can have Likuchin with her. Loch Isha, Shlo Yikach Shtei Noshim Achas Lo V'Achas Lo Avi V'Achas Lo V'Achas Beno. You only can take one, you can't take one for you, one for your father, one for you, one for your son. Only allowed to take one. Then the next one says, V'hadesa, and Pasuk continues, you have to be sechid to bring her into your house. You can't come to her during war. What does Rashi say? You can't have be with her during war. So here's a major machlokus we've shown him. Tos, and I think Rabbi Razdor gave this shir to us, Parshas Ki Teitzei 2004. It says on the sheet, I don't remember. Okay, So Tosos, a little bit of the Tosos. Tosos says, the long Tosos, Perish Bekuntrish, Rashi explains, the Zaydi says, Lavo Alea, when it says Lavo Alea, Mash from Mitope Rusho Dimu Muhammad, Asu Lavo Alea, called Iker. Right? It says, Lo Yachatana Bumacham Lavo Alea. You mean, right? Extrapolating from Rashi, he's saying that you can't have this beer Rishona with her during battle. Right? So Asu Lavo Alea, called Iker. I feel beer Rishona, Eina Mutter, Adla Acher Kol Hamaisim. You can't have even beer Rishona until after she does all the 30 day requirements. So the Tosos asks for Tema. That doesn't make sense. Im Kane, question number one. These three questions. Im Kane, Maika Amar, Lo Dibber Torah, El Kenegi Yetzahara. What do you mean, Kenegi Yetzahara? Kevin de Mochama Asar, Achi Yol Leveso, Olach Kolomaisim, Heach Nispayas Yetzahara Bekach. He wants to do something. Now he has to wait 3 days and make her look like a manuvel. How does that satisfy his taiva? Right? Right? It says, Akati, Ika Yetzahara, Bumachama, Ubeveso, Adjerach Yamin. That's number, question number one. Question number two. The Yod Kasha, Amai Karila Basar Temusos. Why are we considering it something discussing? Basar Temusos. After she comes home and does through all the thirty days thing, she's a Gioris, right? Amai Karila Basar Temusos, Kavin Shinizgaria. And the third question is the Yod Kasha, Had Amr Perak Beza Sanhedrin, Tamar Basifas Tor Haisa. Ulafika Haisa Muteris La Amnon, Hidixiv Daber Eli El Amelech, Hilo Yim Enim Chav, Yim Lo Ba David Amacha. The question of Maisa of Tamar and Amnon. Amnon desired Tamar tremendously, and he tricked her, and he grabbed her, and he raped her. Apparently, she's his half sister, right? But the pasuk says that Tamar says, "Why you raped me? Just ask the king, ask David. He'll allow you to have me. You know, don't do it forcefully." So, what do you mean, don't do it forcefully? We say that Tamar. The Gemara says that Tamar was the daughter of the Yafas Toar of Maacha, who was David took as Yafas Toar. So, if according to Rashi, the Yafas Toar is only permitted after Melchama, after she goes through all the 30 days. And that means Tamar was born after Maacha was a Gioris, after she was completely converted. So what's Tamar telling Amnon? No, ask David, he'll let you have me. No, if she was a full sister then. She's a daughter of her father. If like Tosas is going to say that no, you're allowed to have Yerushalayim at the Melchama before the 30 days, then fine, she was born from that relationship. Right? He says, "Vareya chosam yavid ha'isa shorim tamar la'achar kol ha'maisim chashuv giyoris likuchin yesh lo ba." So he says, "Bishlam al yinafar shifas tov muteres miyad." Then everything's fine. So Tosfos says the whole answer is that it's the way it is that you'll have that birishona miyad on the battlefield. This can't be before hesia, but you can't have the birishona. You don't have to wait the 30 days. That's when birishnia is only muteres after she goes through the whole giyoris process. And so then he brings down. He tries to answer. In the middle, the Yishmi Yashrim Peirush Rashi, he says Lokasha, because Eichnis Pius Yitro, because sometimes we say Pas Masalo. Once he knows he can have her, he's better. It's like after the fast is over, once you know you can eat, you're not hungry anymore. Once you know you can have her, it's Mayim Gunovim Yimtaku. Once you know you can have her, the Yitzhahara is satisfied. And he says, why is it Basar to Musos? So he says, because Rashi might hold that, because it's still Basar to Musos even after the 30 days, because it's a forced conversion. And then Tosfos says, well, what about, Tosfos says, what about Tamar? So we can say maybe that Tamar's mother was pregnant before David took her. So she was pregnant with something else, so it's not a brother. She was pregnant someplace else. So Rabbi Raz is trying to explain, well, what does that mean for Rashi? So he quoted from the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel said that, what does Rashi mean? That it's a forced conversion. How does that work? So Divrei says, it was Bar Bezeh, the ain kavana shehi giyoris gemura. She's not a complete giyoris lechol meli mchol mili. Elo the chodes barachmana. The Torah is mechadish dina giyoris rakli inyan ze. It's a limited giyoris rakli inyan ze she mutter livol. It's a forced giyoris only for the permit to have bia once with her. became the Indian to Yid Pais Motoris Aishas Ish, in Zinsa, she becomes an Aishas. Viafu became Ain't Tzricha Get. She won't need a get if he divorces her. Mishin Lashar Milia Harehi Goya Gemura. The Chayot Mekas of Aritma. Similar to what the Aritma says. The point of Dibra Yecheskel explaining, using Tosos' explanation for Rashi, is that when she comes home for 30 days and she sits and she's converting, she didn't do Kabbalah Salam Mitzvos, she didn't go to Mikvah. What it is, it's a forced conversion Lagabi Biyah. That's why this, that could explain also why it's Basar Tamusos, because it's disgusting. She's not really married. Just the Hashkafic point, Rav Yecheskel of Ramsky says from here, it says, this is the only place in Shas. The Gemara says, Dibra Torah Eitzel Yetzer Hara, right? It says, the Lo Dibra Torah El Kenegi Yetzer Hara, Mutav Sheyachlu. He says, you see from here, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we have a problem, that we won't be able to conquer our Yetzer Hara, he gives us a permit, he gives us a heter. But Yish Lanu Ha'ara Nifla Ad Hasosemes Pia Dovrim, right? We have a Ha'ara here that comes against all the people who say that it's hard, too hard to do the Torah. No, the Torah, when it was too hard to do what the Torah wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a heter. Nothing else is too hard. There's no other place where there's a heter like this. So don't come complain that it's too hard for you. If it was too hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to do it. What's the raya? Yifash Torah. It was too hard, and there he lets you do it. So you can't come and complain, right? If Shalak Kaimus HaMitzvos HaTorah V'Azor Sev V'Fishahen HaKein Choshim Hem Kiyish Shorach L'Shanos. But he says, no. Kasher Ro Aboris Yish B'Torah Dovash HaKashim Odla Adam Alamobo. If he sees that it's something hard for people to do, who is Baruch Matir HaIsser? He's Matir it, right? But any place else, he's not moderate. You can't have this complaint. Okay, let's go weiter. Go back to the world of Eved Ivri. Tana Rabbanan says in a pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "Im Omar Yomar HaEved Ahaftis Odin." Right? Im Omar Yomar HaEved Ahaftis Odin is Ishti Vesbanei Lo Yitzei Chavshi, and then you have to bring him to the Delis. So Gemara says, "Im Omar Yomar." What's the double law? Shon Achi Yomar VeYishna. He has to say it twice. He has to say Ahaftis Odin is Ishti. He has to say it two times. So the Gemara says, Amr b'tchila sheish. What are the two times he has to say it? Let's say he says it twice in the beginning of his servitude. V'lo amr b'sof sheish. But he doesn't say it at the end of his servitude. Einu nirtza. Doesn't count. He doesn't become an evan nirtza. Shenemar lo etzei chavshi. The pasuk says, Ahavtis odin is ishti is banai lo etzei chavshi. I will not go free. Ad sheyomer b'shas yitzia. He has to be saying it at the shas yitzia. And here he only said it at the beginning. Amar b'sof sheis. If he only said it twice at the end of 6 years, v'lo amar b'tchilo sheis. Doesn't say at the beginning of 6 years. Again, einu nirtza. It doesn't work. Shenemar im omar yomar ha'eved. Ach yomar kishu eved. He has to say it when he's an eved. But if he only says at the end of 6 years, when the term is up, he's no longer an eved. He has to say it. So when does he say it twice? So now the Gemara explains. Amar rav. Amar b'tchilo sheis. If he says at the beginning, he says it twice at the beginning of a servitude. V'lo amar b'sof sheis. He doesn't say at the end. Einu nirtza. Why? Nitzenemar lo oitzi chavshi. Mares, my ear mi lo etzei chavshi. Why are you telling me that the reason why is because the pasuk says lo etzei chavshi? Tepo glei debayin lahatis odin et sadoniv ishtiv bunny. He has the reason that he is saying is because he loves his master, he loves his new wife, he loves his new children. But if he's only saying it at the beginning, he doesn't have a new wife and new children at the beginning. So he doesn't. What is he saying if he says it at the beginning? The su amar b'sof sheis. If he says it at the end of 6 years, v'lo amar b'tchilo sheis, meaning he only said it at the end of the term, eino nirtza shenemar im yomar ha'eved. What, after 6 years he's not an Eved? He's 6 years until he goes free. He still goes free. The last day, to the last minute, he's still an Eved. So what do you mean? It didn't say, you know, he says, Lav Eved Hu. So the Gemara explains pretty, a lot of Girsa issues here. Just read it the way I have it here. Amar Rava, Ma B'Tchilas Sheish. What does it mean, the beginning of 6 years? B'Tchilas Pruta Achrona, Ma B'Sof Sheish, B'Sof Pruta Achrona. He has to say once during the period of Avdus. Pruta Achrona means we're talking about the Giryon Kesef. There's at least a Pruta value left in Giryon Kesef to redeem himself. So he has to say it once before he reaches the level of only one Pruta left, and once when he reaches the level of Pruta Achrona, I mean right at the very end. So he can say it any time he starts working, because there's at least a Pruta work. He sold himself for some value. And he has to say it again at the end when he's reached the point where there's only a Pruta left. It's the very end. That's when he has to say it. So I heard from Rabbi Elephant on the OU website, he quoted the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin on Pashas Veschanan Hashem says to Moshe, Al Tosef Damarlai, don't speak to me again. Don't ask me again, because I don't want to hear you asking me again. So what does that mean? Don't talk to me again. It's like what kids say, don't ask me again. It's like what a kid says to a, what a parent says to a child. So he said, explains based on the measures. So what's going on is that Moshe was Eved Hashem. He was an Eved Hashem. So Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahafi Yisadoni, I love you so much, I want to stay in Eved Olam, I want to become an Eved Nirtza to you. So he asked once. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, don't ask me again. If you ask me a second time, then you're over. Then you did Im Omar Yomar, and I have no choice. Then you're going to become an Eved for Yovel, and I have to let you in. So Halacha, Derek Darko Kodesh, he's saying, he's putting the Halacha into this drash. Don't ask me a second time, because if you ask me a second time, you'll be like an Eved Nirtza, and Eved Nirtza is Avodah Li'olam, and you'll have to go through. That only works because Machlokas Chasam Sofer Chasam Ish, whether or not the Eved can become a Nirtza, a Bal Korcho of the Baal. So according to Chasam Sofer, yeah, so it works, and it fits into that drash. But Chasam Nisha, so it says, no, the Adon has to be masking. So if that's the case, what's the shot with the Maral Diskin? Anyway, it's a nice thought. Okay, Gemara continues. Right? Tanu Rabbanan, Yesh Isha, what? Lo Isha. Sorry. Same thing. If he has a wife, Uvanim, let's say the Eved has a Shifa Kananis that his rabbi gave him, and he has children from them. Ularabo ain't Isha Uvanim, but his master doesn't have any wife or children. And it says here that the Rasha says that Uvanim is Labdafka, it's really talking about the wife. Eino Nirtza. He has to have a wife, and the Adam has to have the wife. Because the pasuk says that he has to say, "I love you and I love your house," and the bayis is the wife. So if you don't have a wife, there's no love of the house. It doesn't work. Let's say the other way around. Larabo isha banim v'lo in isha banim. To the master, he has an isha banim, but he doesn't have an isha banim. I mean, he may have children from his prior marriage, but he doesn't have a shivcha or new children from the shivcha. Eino nirtza. It's also he doesn't have a nirtza. Shenemar ahafis adoni v'es isha banim. He has to say, I love my master, my wife, and my children. If he doesn't have a wife or children, then it doesn't work. Who ohev es rabo v'rabo eino havo. Let's say he loves his master, but his master doesn't love him. I said, why is he staying? Because he loves his wife and children. Eino nirtza, he doesn't. Still, there's no hartza because the pasuk says shenemar ki tov lo imach, right? Tov lo imach. He has to love, be with him. He has to love him as well. He can't just love them. He has to love the master as well. Rabo ahavo v'hu eino ohev es rabo. What about the rabo loves him, but he doesn't love the master? Eino nirtza. Again, eino nirtza. Shenemar ki ahavcha. You have to love him. Hu chol of a rabo eino chol. Let's say he's sick, but the master's healthy. Again, eino nirtza. Shenemar ki tov lo imach. It has to be where it's good for the other. It's not good for the Eved if he's sick. It's an objectively bad thing to be sick. So there's no good. There's no good here. That's objective. If you're sick, that's not good. Rabo cholev who ain't chol. Let's say his master's sick, but he's healthy. Ain't on nirtza. Again, he's not nirtza. Shenemar imach. It has to be congruous. It has to be the same thing. It says imach, so it can't be that he's healthy and the master is not. So the Gemara now brings a suffix. Boy Ravibi Barabaye shnehim cholim mai. What, both of them are sick? Can he now be an Eved nirtza? Mai. Imach, right, it says imach, but inan, do we need that to be imach? It has to be equal. Here they're equal, they're both sick. Vaha ika, then we have both of them being sick. O dilma, or no, kol ki tov lo imach, but inan. It has to be equal with tov. Ki tov lo imach, but inan. And therefore, it has to be the tov, they have to be similar in a good situation. Vaha lekan, here we don't have that. Teku, that's a teku. Tishbi, tarz kushios, go by us. We don't know the answer. Okay. Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says ki tov lo imach. We saw this Gemara before. Imach b'maychal, you have to be with you with food. Imach b'mishnah, with you with food. Shelo tiyata ocha pas nekiv ocha pas kiv. Or you can't be eating fine bread and he's eating coarse bread. Ata shosei yain yashan, you're drinking fine aged wine. V'hu shosei yain chadas, and he's drinking old disgusting wine. Ata yoshen agabi mochin, you're sitting on soft pillows. V'hu yoshen agabi tevin, and he's sleeping on hard straw. Mikan Amru should call a kona Eved Ivri, kona Adam Liatzmo. Whoever's kona Eved Ivri is kona Adam Liatzmo. Again, we said previously, some Rishonim say it doesn't have to be exactly equal to you, you just have to treat him nicely. But there are others who say he has to be exactly equal to you. So Gemara says, but treating somebody, the Tosos previously asked, treating somebody equally doesn't make him an Adam, it makes him an equal. Where do you see that he's a master? So he brings a Yushalmi who says that sometimes, why is it a master? Because sometimes you may only have one thing. Let's say you only have one soft pillow and the rest is floor. So he says, so what happens? You can't sleep on it because you have to be Mekayim, Ketolov Yimach. So you have to give it to him. So now that you're giving it to him, he's sleeping on something and you're sleeping on the floor. So now he's your master. Okay? It's Tosos, that's on Tosos on Daf Chav Tiv Maskul Kol. It brings down that Yerushalmi. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says, by the Eved Ivri, he goes out by Yovel. The Yotza ime imachu uvan of imo. He goes out, he and his children as well. Meaning his children from the, if he was married coming in. Remember, the Gemara said that he only can get a Shifa Kananis if he's previously married. And Rabbi Raza said that there's a Tam Vadas, Rav Sternbach explained, the only reason why he can do that is because that he knows what a real relationship is like. So if we're not worried about the Shifka so much. But if he came in married, then he can get a Shifa Kananis. So, but if he came in unmarried, he's not allowed to get a shifl kanani. So we're talking about here, we came in married, and he came in with children. And now he wants to go out. He wants to go back to his original wife and children. Right? Yatsu imach hu vanav imo, amar Rabbi Shimon, im hu nimkar, banav u benos aminim karim. The pasuk says, he goes free along with his children. So he was sold as an eved. Were his children sold as avadim? No. Mikan sherabu chayav bin mizonos banav. From here we see that the master, so long as he's an eved, the master is chayav to support his children as well. So that's when he goes free, the children go free as well. So, kayotze bedavar ata omer, similarly you say, im bal ishahu biyotze ishto imo. If he goes free, his wife goes free with him. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, im hu nimkar ishto minim keres. He was nimkar as an eved. His wife was sold as a shifla. She wasn't sold. She had no avdus. Mikan sherabu chayav bezonos ishto. So here you see that the master is chayav to support the wife. So, the Ritva brings, the master supporting the wife, so the Ritva brings down, so the same thing that applies, so the husband supports the wife, the Maisi Yadayim belong to him, the Ritva brings down, Kishem Shahaya Zesh Sayach Eved, right, Kevin, the Adon is Omid B'makam Abal, so all her Maisi Yadayim belong to the master, but the Rambam seems to argue that the Maisi Yadayim belong to the husband, to the slave. So what's the age of the kids that you have to support them? So it's machlokas, three machlokas, whether it's 6 years old, 12 years old, or until they support themselves, which could be nowadays much, much later. At least till they have a job. 15. 50. Oh, I wasn't getting into that. But I'm saying nowadays we support our kids through most people, at least through marriage and sometimes further. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "Utsricho." We learn to buy the children, and we learn to buy the wife. Utsricho. We need both cases. Di ashmi inin banav. If we just told me that the master is chayev to feed the children of the eved, we would say why? Mishum the lo b'nei mevin u'meichel minhu. These are young kids, and they don't have the ability to go ahead and work and make a parnasa. Aval ishto the bas meichel me'eved he. The woman is capable; she can go work. Eima tavi v'teichel. Maybe the baal can say to her, "Go out and eat." I don't understand this. Even a husband can say to her, "Say umasi yadayim biyadecha." I mean, I'm not going to support you and just go and support yourself. I don't know why the master can't say that, right? The whole point of umasi yadayim is you get her umasi yadayim and you have to redeem her. And yet, but the husband can say, "I won't redeem you, and you keep your umasi yadayim." So why can't, at least according to the Ritva, where the master is a stand-in for the husband, so why doesn't he have the same din? Just say umasi yadayim biyadecha, and therefore I won't support you. All right, v'yashmin ishto. If you just had the pasuk that says that he has to support the wife, we would say the reason why he has to support the wife, the lav dirka la hadure, it's not her derech to go begging in the street. Okay? Right? Avabana the kayu la hadure, they don't care, they'll go beg on the street, they'll go knock on people's doors to collect. They don't have busha about that. Amalo, maybe you wouldn't have to support them. The Baal can say, let your sons go and panhandle in the subway. So therefore, tzricha, we need to learn both cases. Okay. So now we're going to start talking about the ritzia, the piercing of the ear. So there are two psukim. One pasuk is in Shmos Chof Aleph pasuk Vav. It says v'higisho adonav el Elohim. You have to bring him to the court. V'higisho el adelas ol mezuzah. You bring him to the door or to the mezuzah. V'ratza adonav es ozno b'marzeya, and you pierce his ear with the marzeya. And in Parshas Re'eh it says the same thing, similar. It says v'lakachta es marzeya v'nasasa ba'ozno uvadelas. You put the marzeya and you put it in his ear and in the door. So the Gemara is going to be darshing these psukim a little bit. Tana Rabbanan, as we turn to Amud Beis, Ilu Namar, if we had just heard the pasuk, right, the first pasuk at Devarim, Ozno Badelas, without the word Bi-Ozno, not in his ear, right? Hainu Hisi Omer, I would say, Yitgor Kineged Ozno Badelas. I would have thought that maybe you put his ear near the door, and you'd bore a hole into the door, right? Kineged Ozno Badelas, Delas in Ozno Lo, put a hole in the door, not in the ear. The Ozen Lo, so Gemara says, what do you mean? You had a Havi to say that you wouldn't pierce the ear? The Haksiv, the pasuk says in Shmos, V'ratza adunav es asno b'marzeya. You'll pierce his ear. So what was your havamina? Ella hayisi omer yirtza enel ozen me'abrai. I would say that maybe I could pierce the ear outside. V'yinichena al hadeles, and then I would put his ear on the door. V'yidkor kineged ozno b'deles, and then I would put another piercing into the door. And I would do his ear, put his next to the door, and then what's the havamina? What's the maskana? piercing his ear through the door. So we've had different ways of learning how to pierce the ear. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, pasuk says, "V'nasato ba'ozno vadelas." It says you have to put it in his ear by the door. Ha ketzad? How do you do it? Doker v'holech ad shemagia etzel hadelas. You have to, you put his ear next to the door, you pierce the ear, and you have the piercing continue going through all the way through the ear until it makes a hole into the wall as well. Basically, you know, you impale the ear onto the door. Pretty gross. But our little daughters pierce their ears when they're little. But whatever. So the Gemara says, Pasuk says, V'higisho el hadelas, right? Shomeyani bein akura, bein she'en akura. Master from here that I can use a door that's attached or not attached. Doesn't matter whether, you know, right? Whether the door's on the ground or not on the ground, like you, as long as it's a door. How do I know it has to be a door in a doorway? So therefore, Talmud Loman, the Pasuk says, El Adelos O El HaMezuzah. It has to be like a mezuzah. My mezuzah ma'umah. Just like a mezuzah, it has to be standing. Af Delos Nami ma'umah. So too, Adelos has to be ma'umah. So the Noda Behuda, brought down the back, Noda Behuda learns from here that he says that mezuzah has to be standing. Therefore, if you have a doorway to a cellar, see a lot in the storefronts, they have these trap doors that go downstairs, and there's a doorway there, it's not standing, the mezuzah is not going to be standing, the mezuzah is going to be lying down, you don't have to put a mezuzah, there's no chi of mezuzah on there. The Minchas Elazar argues, he says that maybe there still has to be mezuzah on there, so he says he should put the mezuzah without making a bracha, and the Minchas Elazar also says, but ones that you see sometimes, like you have in some houses in the backyard where it's sort of, you know, a diagonal. It's not completely flat, but it's just a diagonal. Just to go to the basement, he says there, that's omedas, and that you have to put mezuzah on. I don't know what the Noah Behuda says about that. Okay? Pasuk, that Gemara itself continues. Rav Yochanan and Zakkai had dorshes, and Mikra Azekim in Chomer. Rav Yochanan and Zakkai were darshan this Pasuk. Rashi says, like it was a beautiful stone. He says, Manishtana ozem yikol evirim shabaguf. Why is the ozem the one that gets pierced? Why not any other body part? It's because he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ozen Shema Kolil Har Sinai B'Shasha Amarti Ki Liv Bnei Yisrael Avadim." The ozen that heard by Har Sinai, that I said, "Ki Liv Bnei Yisrael Avadim," that Bnei Yisrael Avadim to me, v'lo Avadim Avadim, and not Avadim to anybody else. V'halach Zev V'kana Adam La'atzma. When he went and he bought himself another master, Yeiratzah. That ozen should get pierced. There's a lot of questions on that. Number one, why this mitzvah? The ozen heard every other mitzvah. Ozen should Shema that you're not allowed to eat treif, and eat treif, he should get his ear pierced. And question number two is: is Ozen Shema Koli Al Har Sinai? When they say Kiliv Anoy Israel Avodim, didn't say that at Har Sinai. It wasn't said at Har Sinai. That's a pasuk from Vayikra. It's not by Har Sinai. What? Right. So Vayikra Kaf Hey. I mean before. Still, he didn't say that at Har Sinai. And he said this is Dorish Hamikra Zekim in Chomer. It's got beautiful drash. Lots of questions on this drasha. So I heard that someone said that it says Ani Hashem Ochisham Sharotzei Chamei Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim in the Saras Adivros. So I took you out from Beis Avodim. So that's Hashem said there that I took you out from and the pasuk here is just explaining what that said because that you're not there about them, you're my about them. So, but what about all the other mitzvos? He said because I think this is nice. What are the only things that we heard al pi Kadosh Baruch Hu directly? We're only the first two divros, and then everyone got scared and we heard the last eight from Moshe. So he says Ozen Shemoshe Amarti that I said. Everything else was said by Moshe, but this is what I said. This is one of the few things that I said, and I said, and you still can't listen to it. And that's I said it to you. You heard it directly, you know, from me. That's why you transgressed that and became an eved to somebody else. That's where the ozen has to get pierced. Rav Shimon ben Rebbe Hayadoris is a mikra zekim in Chomer. He also we darsh in this pasuk. Manishan a delos mezuzah mikol kiyam shebabayis. Why do you use the delos and the mezuzah? Why not use the chair and the table? Right, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Delos and Mezuzah hayu edim Mitzrayim b'shasha p'sachti al maskof al shteyam mezuzos." Because the delos and the mezuzah were the edim that showed that you're not my avodim, not anybody else. Because you had to put the blood on the doorpost and the mezuzahs on the doorpost, and then the malach hamavos and the Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over. That's Pesach. He passed over the houses, and those are the edim. And so therefore, if Amarti kli bnei Yisrael avodim, and I said it, you have to be avodim to me. V'lo avodim l'avodim v'tzitim avos l'chayrus. That's why you have to have the geiratzah in front of those edim. You know, sort of like a midah connects midah. You have to go by those edim that heard that prove that you're my avadim. Now you become an eved to somebody else over there. The Chaim Shulevitz has an interesting question. He says it says ozen shishamas. You and I didn't hear. We weren't there. And eved ivri. This whole concept, as long as eved ivri was around, you had this din of eved nirtza. But you know, a couple hundred years, a thousand years later, after Matan Torah, we didn't hear it directly. So he says, you see from here what the impact of Kabbalah Satorah is. The impact of Kabbalah Satorah, and I think to add, the impact of Kabbalah Satorah, I'll be the Masorah that we get from generation to generation, is if we were there. That's it's also a very Musa Haskel for Chinuch. You have to make it so Machanech here is shaking his head. You have to be so careful in how you transport the Masorah onto your children to make it as if they were at Har Sinai. You have to make it show how important and how real and how as if it was given today. That's from Chaim Shlevitz. Okay? Now we go on to a whole other Inyan, Kinyonim. Okay. Now we're going to ask, how is one Kone an Eved Kanani? Okay? The question they'll ask is, how did you have an Eved Kanani to begin with? Eved Kanani, you're supposed to kill all the Kananim. Right? You're not allowed to keep them alive. The Pasuk says, right, so the Me'iri said, right, says, Lot Yeh Kol Meshama. You come into Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to kill all the Kananim, all the residents. So I have an Eved Kanani alive to keep him. So the Me'iri said it's a lot of Dafka. It's not talking about Kanani Mamish, it's just talking about a Goy. Right? It's a universal word for Goyim is Kananim. Okay? And he also says, the Me'iri says that maybe you can say that we're talking about here that those who were Mekabel Aleihem, Shevet Mitzvot Bei Noach, and therefore it's not, there's no mitzvah to kill them. That's a machlok between the Rabbim and the Ravid in Malachim, Paraglav, Alach HaDalad. So Me'iri is taking the side of that. Nevertheless, let's go to the first Pshat of the Me'iri. They're talking about Goyim, not necessarily talking about Vedavka, real Kanani. So Eved Kanani nikneb b'kesef. And Eved Kanani can be bought via Kinyan Kesef. Okay, with the transfer of money. Ubishtar, he can be purchased with a shtar if the seller gives to the kone a shtar. Ubichazaka, if he does some sort of chazaka on the a maisa with the eved. Just a few things. So let's say the eved is Kanani selling himself, right? What happens? And he sells himself via kesef. What happens to the money? We say kol masha kana abdu eved kana rabo. So the eved Kanani comes up to the master and says, "I'm selling you with money." The master gives him money, and now the master gets the money right back because he becomes his Eved. It's like a catch-22. He becomes an Eved, the money comes right back to him. So then what did he buy him with? The money goes right back into his pocket. Right? So it brings down a few things. Number one is that you say this is an exception to the rule. He only becomes, Kol Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabba was only after he starts being an Eved, not to allow, that not during the creation of the Avdus. What? No, Eved Kanani. Kol Masha Kanali Abdo Kanarabo. That's why you have the whole thing. You give him a get shichra. How does a get shichra work? How does a get shichra work?
Because you don't treat Eved Kanani like you treat yourself.
No, but here we're saying anything that the Eved Kanani finds or anything that he does, all of his mitzios, all of the profits that he makes, it belongs to the master because you have a kinyan on him. So now he's coming to sell himself to you with money. So you give him money, but it goes right back into your pocket because anything that he's kone as an Eved, goes back to you. So the first answer is simple. It's an exception. You just say that Kol Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabo is only during the Avdus, not by the creation of the Avdus.
Buying somebody else.
What? We're talking about here only if he's selling himself. If he's buying for somebody else, then it's Pasha. But the Chazon Ish says that, no, we're talking about sort of Shavah Kesef. What does it mean you kone him with Kesef? You gave him food, you gave him something to eat. You treated him like he's yours, and he's kone him with that food, with that Shavah Kesef. Okay. Now, also with the star, there's a whole issue with the star. Who writes the star? If Eved Kanani is selling himself with a star, he writes the, whatever. It's stuff to talk about there. Because he says, in Daf Tzayin, we said that the star, the Eved Kanani who's selling himself writes it. So it doesn't matter. But Tosfos says that Bechora says there's no such thing as king and star by a goy. So how can you have the Eved selling himself to you? This goy selling himself to you with a star. There's no that kinyan doesn't work by a goy. So therefore, the Nesivos writes in Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav that we see that an Eved Kanani is nikta b'shtar. That's dafka if Yisrael is selling him to his friend, but it doesn't work if the Eved is selling him by himself. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're allowed to purchase an Eved Kanani from a goy via shtar. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger there says that that's not according to, he quotes the Tosfos and Bechoros, that's not according to the Tosfos and Bechoros. Okay? He says, Bekona, now that's how he's sold. How does he get free? How does he cone himself? Bekona et asmo bekesef. He can give the master kesef al yidei acherim, meaning other people can pay for his freedom. So how else does he have kesef? Right? Bishtar al yidei atzmo. Or he can be makabel from the adon. He can be mekabel from the Adon Ashtar. Some people ask, well, what about, doesn't he go free if the Adon knocks out a tooth, knocks out an eye? If he's Yotzev Roshei Yavarim, it's another way he's calling himself. So two answers. Number one is that even if he knocks out a tooth, he still needs a star, so it's included in the Shtar Shechor. And number two, which we're talking about here is the tip ways that you're Kona Atzmo. When the guy goes out because the tooth was knocked out, that's not really that he's Yotze Al Yidei Atzmo, he's Yotze because it's a Knas to the master. It's not. It's that's a din on the master. Okay, let's move. Okay, but Chachamim Omrim, but Chachamim say, Bekesef Ayidei Aso, he can become free if he gives Kesef. Uvishtar Ayidei Acherim. If Ubavachi Kesef Mishel Acherim. He can give the master Kesef by himself, so long as the money comes from other people, and he can get other people can make Makabal Ashtar on him. Well, Gemara later will explain what that means. So when we get to that, we'll explain the Mishnah there. Let's go weiter in the meantime. So Minolan, how do we know that an Eved is acquired through via these mechanisms, right? What were the three mechanisms? Was Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Those are the Kinyanim that work by Karka. So how do we know that the Eved Kinani is like Karka? The pasuk says, "V'his nachaltem osam levnechem acharechem lareshus achuza." Right, that the father is manchil to his children the slaves, right, like a reshus achuza, like a stay achuza, like his fields. So you see, hekishin akasav stay achuza. The Torah compares the Eved Kanan, the Avadim, to a sadeh. Ma stay achuza nikne bekesher shtar chazaka. Just like a field is bought via kesher shtar chazaka. That's what we're going to see on Daf Chav Vav. Av Eved Kanani nikne bekesef shtar chazaka. So too, an Eved Kanani is purchased via these three kinyanim. That's from the Hekesh. The Gemara says, wait a second. So even ma stay achuza, you can compare it to a stay achuza. Let's compare it all the way, right? My stay achuza chozeres lebailim biyovel. Just like a stay achuza chozeres lebailim biyovel goes back to its original master by yovel. Av Eved Kanani chozer lebailim biyovel. So too, the original owner of the Eved Kanani, let's say the Eved Kanani sold himself to Reuven. Reuven sold him to Shimon, sold him to Levi, sold him to Yehuda. Now comes Yovel. Let him go back to Reuven. He's like a stay achuza. He should go back. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Le'olam bahem ta'avodah. The pasuk says, forever they'll be your slave, which means it doesn't go back to by Yovel. It says Le'olam by an Eved Ivri also. But there we had the countervailing pasuk that said that by Shnasi Yovel everyone goes back to his wife and everyone goes back. So there we said Olam equals Yovel. But here there's no other pasuk. Olam equals Le'olam. He's yours forever, and therefore. And therefore, it's the only way to learn that it's an Isser to free them. So, Tana, we learn in a Brisa that says another mechanism whereby an Eved Kanani can be purchased, Af B'Chalipin. Even by Kinyan Chalipin. You can use Kinyan Chalipin. Here, I've picked this up. Symbolic Kinyan, Kinyan Midas that we've spoken about. You can use Kinyan Chalipin, and that can purchase an Eved. So, why does our Mishnah leave out Chalipin? The Tana the Don Milsa the Lesa b'Metalti Katani Milsa the Isa b'Metalti Lokatani. Our Tana only listed the Kinyanim that work by an Eved if they're that don't exist by Metalti, right? But things that work by Metalti it didn't list. And since Chalipin works also by Metalti, it's not included in our Mishnah's list. Our Mishnah is only including those Kinyanim that are specific to Karka. Because we're talking about the Hekesh, but any Kinyan that would work by Metalkalin, it doesn't list. But Ein Hachanami, that it would work by Metalkalin. It would work by Chalipin as well. So the Gemara says, Amr Shmuel gives another, Chalipin would work by Karka, but since Chalipin works by Karka and Metalkalin, we don't list it. We only list the things that are only by Metalkalin. Amr Shmuel, Eved Kanani nikna b'Meshicha. Eved Kanani can be purchased by Meshicha, by drawing the Eved towards you. Kate said, how does that work? Tikafa Ubatzlo, you pulled him and he came towards you, Kano, then you kona him. Karo Ubatzlo, but you only called at him, you didn't pull him, and he came to you, lo Kano. He's not kona. So Bishlamo Tana, you know, that makes sense according to our Tana, Milsa the Isa Matata, lo Katana, less Matata Katani. Things that are also by Metaltalin we didn't list. And since Mashiach works by Metaltalin, we didn't list it. Ela Tana Bara, according to the other Tana, who also listed Chalipin, Nisni Mashiach, list that also as a Kinyan that works. Because this that the Braisa even talk about Kinyan that work by Metaltalin, so therefore it should work by, you should list it as well. So there's a little bit caution. We said Mashiach works by an Eved, but we just compared Eved to Karka, and Mashiach doesn't work by Karka. Has Mashiach worked by an Eved? So I heard from Aparis, and I think someone said it's also from Reb Chaim, is that the reason why Mashiach doesn't work by Karkos is not a din, it's a Metzias. You can't pull the Karka. So you don't learn out the Metzias, you only learn out Dinim from the Hekesh. You can't learn out a Metzias of an Eved, it can be pulled. So that's the Hasbro over there. Okay. So the Gemara answers now, why didn't the other Brisa mention Meshicha, like it mentioned Chalipin? So the Gemara says, Ki katani milsa di isa bein b'merkarki bein b'metatli. Now, that Brisa only talking about things that exist both by metatlin and both by karkos. Both by metatlin and by karkos. But Meshicha di metatli isa b'merkarki lasa, but Meshicha that doesn't work by metatlin, that doesn't work by karkin, it only works by metatlin, lo katani. He only lists things that work by both. Okay? So the Gemara says now, we're talking about, before we said that Shmuel said that Meshicha works if you pull him, but if you call him and he comes, that doesn't work. So Ketzat, quote again, Ketzat tekafo, but it's lo kano. If you pull him, it's kone. But kiro, if you call him, but it's lo kano. That doesn't work. The Gemara says lo, it doesn't work, right? V'chi kiro lo, if you call him, it doesn't work, it's for king Meshicha. Batanya, we learn in Abraisa, Ketzat b'mesira, how is an animal bought by kinyan mesira by handing over? Achsa b'talpa, you grab it by its legs, by sa'ara, by its hair, b'ukva shaleh, by the reins, b'shlif shaleh, b'purmia, by the bit, shabepio, b'zog, shabetzavaraha, you pull it by the bell on its neck. All these things that you pulled it towards you, kana. That's kinyan mesira. Oh, if you grab them, that's kinyan mesira. That's just the handing over. If any of these things are handed over to your hand, that's kinyan mesira. A lot to talk about by kinyanim, but we'll get to it later in the Masechta also. Nalina Parak. The Ketzak Meshicha, what's Kenyan Meshicha by an animal? So Gemara Mishnah says, Kori Lava Hima. You call it and it comes. So you see that calling and moving towards you is good for a Kenyan Meshicha. Or Oshe Kisha Bimaka Varatzalafana, or you hit it with a stick and it started running towards you. Kevin Sha'akri Yad Varegel, since once it moved its foot or his leg, it's Kona. Kina, Rav Ami, the Ami Lava Acha, Omer, Ach Telaklafana Melo Komosa. Can't just move the leg, it has to actually move one length of its body. But still, you see from this brisa that if you call after the thing that you're trying to be purchasing and it comes towards you, that's good for kinyan meshicha. Why doesn't that work by an eved? Shmuel said it doesn't work by an eved. So the Gemara explains: Amri behema adaited the mara azla, eved adaited the nafshik azla. No, because an animal when it's called, you know, when you say, "Hey, lucky, come here," it's coming because of you. You go to a person, come here. It's his own das that's telling him to come. He's not coming because of you. So I'm a Ravashi. Ravashi says, if that's the case, Eved Katan ki behema dami. A small Eved, Rishonim explained, meaning that somebody who's not up to the onos pu'utos, he's really, really young, doesn't have his own das, if you call him, Meshicha like this would work. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzah b'chazaka. How does a kinyan chazaka work by an Eved? Hitir lo min alo, you know, he undid his shoe, he tied his shoe. Oh, holy Kalev acharav, l'beis amercha. So you see him carrying his wares to the bathhouse. Hivshito, he undressed him. Hirchito, he washed him. Socho, Geroro, Helbisho, Hinilo, Hibio, Kano. All these things where he does things towards to the body of the master, which are symbolic of Evdas, only something that someone works for him would do, that's Kano. Amar Rav Shimon, says, Lo tiyech hazaka gedol lemei hagbah, shehagbah kol lemei kol makam. Okay, so Gemara says, Maika Amar, what does that mean? What does Rav Shimon say? So Amar Rav Ashi, this is what it says. This is what he says by Kinyan Hagbah. Higbio hu l'rabo. If the Evid picks up Kinyan Hagbah, you lift up. Higbio hula at rabo. If the Eved picks up the master, kinao. That's a kinyan. Higbio rabo lo, but if the master picks up the Eved, then lo kinao. Because he says there's no kinyan hagbah when it comes to avadim. If the Eved picks you up, that's a chazaka. He's doing work for you. Puts you on the shoulder. That's kinyan chazaka. If I pick up the Eved, that's nothing because there's no kinyan hagbah when it comes to an Eved. Amar of Shimon. Shimon says, no, lo tiyeh chazaka dole me hagbah, shagbah konim b'pukha makam. Kinyan hagbah is a more complete kinyan than chazaka. Because chazaka only works in the karka. Hagbah can work in any rishus. Even if I'm standing in your rishus, I pick up your pen, it's mine. So therefore, if Shimon says, then no, hagbah will also work. Okay, with one more minute. So Gemara says, "Hashto di amarta higbiu hula rabo kano elamiyato shif kanais to kneb biya." If you say that now you're saying here that if the eved picks up the rabo, if the master is lifted, so then we should say that biya should work by shif kananis to be kone here. Biya doesn't work by shif kananis, but why not? During the ma'ase biya, the master is going up and down. So there's hagbah by the shas biya. So Gemara says, "No kika aminon." When do we say that hagbah works if the eved picks up the master? It's zen nenev zem mitzdar. It's only the case where, on the hagbah, it hurts the eved and the master is getting hanah from it. But and the eved is getting hurt by it. But hacha zen nenev zem nenehu. But here they're both getting hanah, so that's not kinyan hagbah. So the Gemara says, "Wait, so shalokidarka Michael Meimer. Let's say he has biya with the shif kananis shalokidarka." She's not getting hana in that instance, and he's going up and down, he's being raised, so that should be kinyan hagbah as well. So Amar of Achai bar Ada, Dimin Acha, Man Leim Olan, Delaf Hanayis, Lehud Tavrayah. Who says that she doesn't get hana? Maybe she does get hana when she has when there's bias lokadarka. And also ma'od mishkave isha ksiv. It says mishkave isha in plural. The kisha kakasav kedarka shlokadarka. Meaning that both methods are considered bia. If it's a regular bia, we know we compare them both. That both of them have hana. So since they both have hana, it's not considered hagbah because hagbah only works if the person doing the lifting is mitzvah. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.